He pulls a knife.
Who's the U-boat commander?
You pull a gun.
Hi, dudes.
That's nasty, why?
Let's check here.
Now, Dustin Kaufman presents the ultimate Chicago movie cage match. Bueller.
Tell me your children.
Yes, yes. There it is. How about it, huh? Welcome to the ultimate Chicago movie cage match here on WGN Radio. We've been talking about this for weeks. It's here, our quest to find the best Chicago movie of all time. We started with 64 movies. We would let the WGN radio staff do the first couple rounds to get us to this point. The Sweet 16. Over the course of the next couple weeks, we'll bring you matchups of Chicago movies. You call in, you text, you vote online for your favorite. Really make a case for why it's the best. And the winners move on, and the losers, well, the losers go home. We'll have advocates for each of the 16 movies in studio to duke it out. Last night, we started with Blues Brothers and Uncle Buck. Blues Brothers moved on to the Elite Eight. Tonight, a much tougher matchup, neck and neck. It's Backdraft versus Adventures in Babysitting. Elizabeth Shue and the Babysitting Blues versus Billy Baldwin and Trip to Chloride. An ill-advised trip to the inner city, which includes the L train, the bus station, and hanging off the stone container building on Randolph, or Chicago neighborhoods and several firehouses, Graceland Cemetery, Crooked Alderman, and a cameo by David Crosby. And if you think about it, both these Chicago movies are about putting out fires.
Hi. My name's Chris Parker.
In a word, Brian, what is this job all about?
Fire.
He's the guy who beat me up last summer for touching his car, which I didn't do.
That was him?
That was him.
Mike wouldn't do that.
Yes, he would.
He would not.
Yes, he would. He did. He kicked my ass. You want to see the footprint?
No.
Who the hell's doing this, huh?
Did it look at you? Did the fire look at you?
Don't
with the lords of hell.
Yeah. Don't with the babysitter.
Let me go, Bo.
You go. We go.
Nobody leave this place without singing the blues.
It's so hard.
It's so hard.
Babysitting these guys.
Clip right there from both Adventures in Babysitting and Backdraft. 312-981-7200. We'd love to hear from you tonight why you think either Backdraft or Adventures in Babysitting should move on. In studio tonight to rep for Adventures in Babysitting, Josh Zagorin, the artistic director over at Wildclaw Theater and a collaborator with the world-famous Paper Machete. Josh, thanks for being here, buddy.
What's going on, everybody?
All right. And showing up for Backdraft, none other than Brad Zabung. Brad is the man behind The Heckler, the Chicago Cubs satirical newspaper, and I would say a frequent contributor to this program. Brad, great to see you, bud.
Great to be back. I was on probation for a while, but I'm back in the house. I really appreciate that.
Okay, so, you know, we got a couple minutes. We'll take a break, and then you guys will advocate for your films. We've already got people on the phone, and we've got texters texting in, and, of course, this is neck and neck. Last night, as we told the listeners, Blues Brothers took off. It was an 80-20 win. This one is within votes.
We're like the middle seeds.
Yeah,
we're like,
exactly.
like the seven versus the eight.
The seven versus the eight. Why, when I sent you an email saying you're off of probation, why did you choose Backdraft?
Because Judgment Night was not on the list of movies that I could choose from. Because any movie set in Chicago where Jeremy Piven suffers is a favorite. But so Backdraft was my easy second choice.
Easy second choice. And Josh, what was it when I reached out to you and you said Adventures in Babysitting?
Because Widows was not on the list. Also,
I got a lot of flack for that. Sweet 16. People got very mad about that.
We don't have the time to go into it, gentlemen. But
that's not why we're here.
No, that's not why we're here. But yes, Widows is, I think, the definitive, but we'll get into that later. Because I grew up with Adventures in Babysitting, I think a lot of people did. And when I heard that, I was like, yeah, I know all the quotes.
Last night when we played clips from Blues Brothers, oh my God, it was every clip was a drop for any radio station. You know?
And yeah.
These two movies, not so much. I mean, Adventures in Babysitting has a couple, like you heard on the train, that don't beep with the...
If you grew up with that movie and you say a line, there's like an instinctive thing in your DNA where you go, oh, from the with Elizabeth Shue, and then it takes you a second. So I feel like those of us that grew up in the 80s definitely remember this movie.
Now, there is a Backdraft 2, and there's an Adventures in Babysitting Disney version that has thrown
further,
me off.
Further Adventures in Babysitting?
I think it's just called Adventures. I think it's just a full-on remake.
Oh, gosh.
And it's a Disney movie because it's all over YouTube, so whenever I was trying to find clips to pull, it was all some newfangled.
This is where we have common ground, is that these sequels shouldn't exist, should never have existed.
That sounds good. So, all right. So, we'll take a break here. We'll get some more texts and phone people lined up, 312-981-7200. And then Josh and Brad will come back and advocate for their films. And a little bit later, tell us why you shouldn't vote for the other films. Does it sound good? The Ultimate Chicago Movie Cage Match. It's Backdraft versus Adventures in Babysitting tonight on 720 WGN. All right. It is back to the Ultimate Chicago Movie Cage Match in studio. Josh DeGoren and Brad Zabung representing both Adventures in Babysitting and Backdraft. And before we get to... let's get a call in before we get going here so I get the calls in. June, which do you like better? What do you like? Do you like Adventures in Babysitting or like Backdraft?
Definitely Adventures in Babysitting. We had rented Backdraft when it came out on VHS. We played it, and the day after, my house caught on fire.
You can't blame Backdraft for that.
We were out of my house for 7 months. So no way Backdraft.
Yeah, no way Backdraft. There you go, Gene. Thank you. That's great. I'm sorry to hear for your pain and your suffering, but what a great story. She can blame Backdraft.
That's a dagger right there. How can I come back from that?
Seriously.
What kind of cage match is this?
I'm not even going to advocate for that.
You bring out the lady whose house caught a fire. Was it started by Axe?
Did Ron Howard set your house on fire?
Yeah.
That's a bigger
issue.
Come on. How about it? All right. So Backdraft, and
like
I mentioned...
Macho Man Savage with the chair. Like, coming up.
Right away.
I see him coming. What kind of cage match is this?
Live action here. All right. So to get to this point, Backdraft, I wanted to just sort of... Because we talked about the 64 films. To get to the Sweet 16, Backdraft had to beat The Breakup. The Vince Vaughn movie with Jennifer Aniston. It was a blowout.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, surprisingly, in another blowout, Wildcats, the Goldie Hawn film that was filmed in Lane Tech.
Yeah.
But Wildcats beat Class, the great Rush Street Rob Lowe jam.
You do people.
Yeah, that's,
you live your
I'm
life.
Not familiar with that one.
But Wildcats lost to Backdraft. And then on the other side, Adventures in the Babysitting beat the Barack and Michelle Obama South Side with You independent film, which was the first round. And in the second round, narrowly by like votes, I mean down to one or two, beat Best Friend's Wedding with Julia Roberts.
Okay, I'll stand by that. That's
so that's
fine.
Where an Adventures in Babysitting has made its way to the Sweet 16. Brad, start us off. Why Backdraft?
So this morning I posted, I was going to be on here talking about this movie. I posted on Facebook, and my friend Lori Ann, who grew up in Edison Park, now lives in L.A., friends of hers in L.A. will say, what was it like growing up in Chicago in your neighborhood? And she'll say, watch Backdraft. That's how legit she feels that it was. Growing up in Edison Park, which for those who aren't, you know, super familiar with neighborhoods, Edison Park has a high concentration of police officers and firefighters. So she says that her childhood was like Backdraft, just add more cops and it would have been all on. So that alone, you know, tells me how authentic Backdraft is when someone who grew up here can relate to it at that level.
Is there a quintessential scene when you look at Backdraft? Are you like, what's the takeaway? What's the scene that you're like, oh my gosh?
I think this is
movie making.
Well, there's so many, you know, stories going on that I think that moment is a different moment for any number of people. I remember that movie came out, I believe it was 91. I was in high school, and I think I went to see it in the theater. I watched it with a female friend, potentially a wannabe date, but I didn't do real well when I was 15 with the lady. So it was at least a potential date. She really enjoyed the shower scene with the Baldwin and the other guys, Keisters. So, you know, that it appealed
there. Sex appeal in this
movie. Yeah, it appealed there. There's, you know, the love stories. Can you name another movie where a character played or an actor played a father and then the main character and they both died in the movie? He got to die twice.
Kurt Russell, right?
Yeah, Kurt Russell perished twice.
He plays the dad.
The only difference is he's got a mustache. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
And there are lines in the script. It's funny because I say, you know, most of the lines belong to Adventures in Babysitting, but there are lines. Donald Sutherland plays a very, like, a pyromaniac who,
yeah,
who's giving advice to Billy Baldwin in a very Anthony Hopkins Silence of the Lambs kind of way. And there are some lines in there where he is at the, in front of the parole board and telling Billy Baldwin, did the fire look at you? I mean, really,
yeah, they tried to make the fire out to be a, you know, its own character, and you know, I think that worked on many levels too.
And Bobby De Niro, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all these quintessential Chicago actors who were in Backdraft really made it legit.
All right, so what about when you said it already with Edison Park, but what was representative of Chicago in this film?
I like that it didn't pander to Chicago. It wasn't like, you know, like the scene in The Fugitive with all the Chicago cops, you know, like, take them down. You know, like, they didn't have, like, the overdrawn accents or anything, which, of course, no one in Chicago has. Right.
And they didn't really have the skyline shots and
right,
like
yeah.
That.
It, yeah. So, in some ways, it could have, you know, it was, like, Chicago, it didn't pander to Chicago. There was a lot of subtleties throughout. And, you know, like, the very end when, you know, they've got the funeral procession going down Michigan Avenue, like that was pretty cool, you know. And it didn't pander to Chicago.
And the last thing is just the music. It's a loud movie. I was watching the movie and I'm like, there's a lot of score. Is it Hans Zimmer who does the score in that film? And it is just a lot of loud explosion fire sounds.
Oh, yeah.
And a
I counted the explosions actually, and I lost track at 28, and I counted 15 in the final scene. I also really enjoyed when they're on the roof arguing, you know, with Axe, and they're giving him his comeuppance.
They're having their moment. Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're on the roof of a building that's got massive explosions going on in it. I mean, it was fearless.
All right, let's go to the phones. Ahmed is on the line. Ahmed, what do you like? Do you like Backdraft or Adventures in Babysitting?
I'm gonna have to go with Brad on this one and go Backdraft.
Yeah.
All right.
Why do you like Backdraft more?
You know, I'll be honest, as someone who didn't grow up in Chicago and someone who didn't even grow up in the United States when both movies came out, both movies are excellent and they're both representative of the city. However, Backdraft just has that gritty Chicago feel. Like Brad said, you've got the neighborhoods. I just feel like firefighters, that whole blue collar story, that sort of shows Chicago more. And of course, you got real life firefighters who are actually in the movie. And so for all those reasons, because of the grittiness, the blue collar aspect, plus just the different neighborhoods in Chicago rather than Adventures in Babysitting, which is a lot about downtown and the big buildings at night, I think the neighborhoods give Backdraft the edge.
All right, sounds good. Man, thank you, buddy.
Are these votes being tallied in the overall count?
Yeah, they're all being
okay. I just want to make sure this is legit, because now we're tied 1-1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's get to Josh, who is representing Adventures in Babysitting. Brad did such a good job with Backdraft. Josh, take us away. Why should Adventures in Babysitting move on?
All right, well, first of all, look at the poster. Elizabeth Shue is scaling a building like Batman and a Harry Potter scarf. So we have to accept that this is a superhero film, and living in Chicago is like living in Gotham City. So already this movie is nailing the experience. So brief plot, a babysitter from Oak Park has to go to the city to save her equally suburban friend from a bus stop and begins a journey into the heart of urban 80s city life, like if the tornado jumped Oz and dropped Dorothy into the Warriors. And
when do I get to object?
I wrote this all down. From there, it's an architectural tour of Chicago down Lakeshore Drive, where they get carjacked, tailed by mobsters. They sing at a blues club for survival. They meet Vince D'Onofrio, and then they climb the Smurfit Stone Building. It's like Brian De Palma directed Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's also the first film appearance of Thor.
It is,
okay,
right?
Before you counter.
D'Onofrio playing Thor, right?
Also, I think it's canon because, and I quote, when the little girl gives Vince D'Onofrio the helmet, he says, I got one of these at home. So, boom, it's
the
canon.
The beginning of the Marvel world.
This is actually, I think, part of the, if you go on Disney Plus, it's on there. And then you go into the blues scene where they go into the famous club at Fitzgerald's, which is in Berwyn, but hold up. It features Chicago's blues legend Billy Branch and Albert Collins, and his immortal line is, nobody gets out of this place without singing the blues, which I think should be the Chicago City motto, and you legally should be required to do that, and if you live here past February, you should be able to.
And then your car gets towed.
which is on the Dan Ryan, which is legit.
Right.
And then she scales the Smurfit Stone Building, but she doesn't. It's not the Sears Tower, and it's not the Hancock. It's the Smurfit Stone Building, which is just so Chicago, because we've all been there on business. And no spoilers, they get away because it's Chris Columbus, but they barely do because the babysitter has to literally Batman down the front of a skyscraper to save the night, remain out of sight of the parents who hired her because the party that they're at just so happens to be inside the skyscraper.
Yeah, so good.
And then she ends up heading home on the 290. It's heroic and it's familiar, but I just want to put out there, granted, all the movie, most of the movie was shot in Toronto, and worse, Berwyn, but the feeling is there, okay? The feeling that Chicago is an American Ninja Warrior course after 9 p.m. if you're not from around here is so scarily accurate. It conjured the PTSD I still have from my first apartment in East Village after moving here from Iowa. The movie is about a suburbanite getting lost in downtown Chicago, going to the wrong bar, getting stabbed on the subway, and meeting a bunch of strange people who actually turn out to be pretty cool, and then they all get home on the Dan Ryan. And what is more Chicago than that? And this is what I wrote. It paints Chicago as it is, challenging, scary, crazy, but the music's great, and the people are too, if you just survive the night with
it. Yeah! That's amazing. Wow, that was a poetic. I feel like the, this we should be at the Oscars for Adventures in Babysitting. Oh, which
well, they did not win.
They did not win. The movie, like you said, shot in Chicago. I mean, the music is interesting because
music is interesting. Yeah.
They do the they kind of do the 50s kind of ballads, and then he kissed me. Right, isn't that
right,
in there
right, right.
kind of
That's
thing? And then.
But
juxtaposed with the blues. And
here's
stuff.
All the... So if you go to the soundtrack, you got Coco Taylor, Edwin Starr, Iggy Pop, The Rolling Stones, Sam Cooke, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars
wow.
are all on that soundtrack.
Wow.
It's an awesome... like.
And Elizabeth... It's Elizabeth Shue, and it's early in her career. In
and Anthony Rapp, yeah. who's a hometown hero. Just putting that out there.
There you go.
Legit.
Wow. All right. Here we go. All right. So we have now gotten both of the explanations of why we should choose Backdraft or Adventures in Babysitting. When we come back, Brad and Josh will flip on why you shouldn't choose the other one, because we are in the ultimate Chicago movie cage match. It's Backdraft versus Adventures in Babysitting, 312-981-7200. What you like? Now's the time to let us know. Stay with us.
I want them dead.
Chicago.
I want them dead.
He pulls a knife.
Who's the U-boat commander?
You pull a gun.
Hi, dude.
That's nasty, why?
That's Chet, Gary.
Now, Dustin Kaufman presents the ultimate Chicago movie cage match.
Tell me your children.
I love it. Thanks, Duffy. 312-981-7200, the phone number. It is the ultimate Chicago movie cage match. Brad Zabung and Josh Zagorin are here for Backdraft and Adventures in Babysitting. And right now, Adventures in Babysitting, in the poll that is on the WGN website, which you can find on our Facebook page, is leading by about 10 votes. So it is close. It's much closer than yesterday, where it was a blowout in favor of Blues Brothers. But, you know, the calls and the texts coming in have been pretty equal. I've read every one. I've been transparent with you guys. It's about equal. Let's go to Jim, who's on the line. Jim, which do you like? Do you like Backdraft or Adventures in Babysitting?
I'm a Backdraft guy.
All right.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
All right.
Clearly, y'all.
I come from a family of firemen.
Yeah, boom. Seems, that's right. How you know it's authentic.
All right. There's not I a come family, from a family yeah. of babysitters, okay?
Oh.
And I've had many adventures.
So you come from firefighters, so you think it's authentic?
For the most part. I mean, of course, there's always a few things we're not going to have.
We're not going to focus on those, though, Jim.
Yeah.
No, let's talk about those, Jim.
Well, one other thing I did mention to your producer is I know Kevin Casey was in the movie Nightingale.
Yeah.
And he was from our old neighborhood.
Oh, there he goes,
Yeah, he was my 7th and 8th grade basketball coach.
Oh, there you go. See, that's it's awesome. Always, yeah. That's the great thing about a Chicago movie, is you are always into the movie that you know somebody who was in. As always,
oh, yeah.
I can't tell you, all the ones I voted for, I'm like, I know someone who was in that movie. But that's it. Like, Fugitives got everybody, right?
Right.
Yeah, they're in fact, him and his family rented out a theater at the Norwich and invited everyone from the neighborhood to go see the movie there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get him on the line if Backdraft moves forward. Maybe he can be a special guest for the Elite Eight. Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it.
Sure.
All right. So, all right. So, let's get
So, for callers, I'm up 2-1. Let's just keep that.
Backdraft. Y'all, I know you're out there. I know you all grew up with Elizabeth Shue. Jump in, okay?
A lot of Adventures in Babysitting fans. 312-981-7200. If you would like to tell us why Backdraft is better or Adventures in Babysitting is better. Now, my favorite part of the cage match, which is where we ask you guys to rip on the other movie. That's just, that's part of, it has to be there, right, Brad? That's it. Why don't you like, or why should Adventures in Babysitting lose this fight?
So, I prepared a few notes on this, not an opening, you know, monologue like my cage match opponent here, but in no particular order, and a lot of my friends today were coming at me being like, oh, Adventures in Babysitting is a great movie, but I think they probably haven't seen it since it came out, and I watched it this weekend, or this week to freshen up for this, and I would say that it is riddled with things that did not age well. There's homophobia throughout.
Throughout.
Yeah, my opponent's even nodding his head.
Yeah,
look,
no,
at
that's
this.
Legit.
Yeah. They are mocking homelessness. It's often a punchline. You're living, you know, you're in my home when the woman's making the phone call from the photo booth, or the phone booth, I mean, and come on. I didn't know that Dan Ryan goes to Oak Park. Bradley Whitford as a sex symbol. Highly questionable. Highly questionable. Opening scene, Bradley Whitford comes over to tell
Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah, but Chris, that he can't go on their date. He comes over to do that. He couldn't do that with a phone call.
That's strange. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Very strange. So there's also some errors. So when Chris gets to the house, the kids are watching The Price is Right with a black-haired Bob Barker, by the way, it's vintage. Mm-hmm. But okay, that show was on in the mornings on weekdays, and then suddenly, less than probably an hour later, they're driving downtown and it turns into night. Big problems.
You did a continuity. The Price is Right continuity really got you.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of, yeah, throughout.
Vintage Chicago.
So the blues scene, everyone keeps talking about that as being a great scene. I beg to differ.
Not that great of a blues track.
No,
they're not even. She has a moment where she says the Cadillac, and she gets into the song. But at the beginning of that, when she's like, "We're in trouble." Like, there's not even like a cadence rhythm.
But even before they start trying to sing, the club is packed, and there's just crickets, which wouldn't happen at all. People would at least be wondering who the hell are these kids and this woman who just walked in here, Miss March, 1991 or whatever she supposedly looked like. I'm also really curious, Anthony Rapp's character, Daryl, he doesn't come home at all. So they get home at like 1 in the morning, and what, his parents never wondered where he was? I mean, that's the real story here, is that Daryl's parents are terrible. I will compliment them, though, at the end when Chris jumps onto the couch as the parents walk in, Elizabeth Shue's character. She picks up a copy of a paper, and it's the Illinois Entertainer. So there is some authenticity there. I'll give them that. And I am curious if the one mobster is still stuck on the Smurfit Stone building, because he's just there at the end. Exactly. Maybe that's what Avenger Babysitting 2 is all about, is rescuing that guy. But also, did anyone call OSHA? Because there's this work. Am I running a long time?
Good.
Okay, good.
I like it.
Because
I got the
more.
Fire. I like the authentic fire.
I'm just warming up. But they stumble across this renovation scene or renovation area at the Smurfit Stone building, and there just happens to be an open or a broken window with a rope hanging out the window.
Like, it's very Chicago.
Yeah, where's OSHA? There. Yeah, who? So what happened was somebody paid off the crooked alderman from Backdraft. To have that work, to you
oh
know, for
gosh.
There to be no yeah, there's a
same,
worlds colliding.
Same world,
yeah.
The same universe.
Oh, worlds colliding.
Awesome. I want that to be true.
I love it.
So yeah, that's sort of that's kind of my synopsis of things around with it.
All right.
There were many, many other problems.
I have to say that just based on the watching it as well and recognizing some of the outdated stuff like the homophobia. That's the thing where you're like, they did it over and over and over.
Right.
You know, for like, it was like sort of a natural thing to do in the 80s.
Right.
And maybe it was, but it just seemed like.
Oh, it totally was. I mean, yeah. I grew up in the 80s.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
Also.
But yes, it didn't age well. And I don't think there's really any of that in Backdraft. I think that, you know, there's some, you know, in Backdraft, they're all drinking Bud Dry. That's like the most dated Backdraft kit.
Thank you.
You had that down?
I definitely had that down.
I mean, there clearly was a product placement involved with Bud Dry. Right,
it's still a Bud Dry.
Yeah, I'm going to go on eBay and see if I can find some Bud Dry.
Yeah, we'll see if we'll do it in a spot coming up.
Ooh, it's a 1991 vintage Bud Dry.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Brad.
All right.
Good job.
Yeah.
Vote Backdraft.
Vote Backdraft.
All right, Josh. So, okay. He just eviscerated Adventures in Babysitting.
Well,
it's your turn
now,
to eviscerate Backdraft.
First of all,
incinerate Backdraft.
I want to go back to a sec. I want to go back to a second when you said, like, there's nobody like that does like the father and the son in the same movie, but Thomas Wilson in Back to the Future, the entire series.
He didn't perish as both characters.
That's
though.
True. He didn't perish, but we don't know. We don't know what happened to the timeline. Like, we don't know what happened to Biff Tan in the alternate 2015 timeline. He could have died, and I hope he did. We definitely know that Biff Buford Mad Dog Tannen died in the 1800s. So, to be fair, there were deaths.
The quintessential
Chicago film, Back to the Future.
You've debunked that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done
what I like
job,
right
John,
now is that I've out. Rattled my opponent so much, yep. He's not even talking about yeah. my movie.
Right. Okay, so first of all,
yeah.
There's no denying that Backdraft is a good movie. It is fun. It is scary. It's intense.
Here comes the butt.
It's Opie's Haunted House. However, fire is the enemy, yes, and fire is something Chicago is very afraid of.
Fire is alive.
Right, but unlike Adventures in Babysitting, it was mostly shot in Chicago, 100%. But so what? It could be anywhere. Firefighters are in New York, and from what I hear, they're in Seattle, even West Des Moines, which is a great thing. Much love to Station 22. So why is that a Chicago thing? I've lived here for 16 years. I know the love that the city has for this movie, but that's pandering because the movie doesn't feel like Chicago because the city, we're not all firefighters, okay? Granted, we have several shows that depict the strife of the responders. So much if we see a police car, we wonder who's filming. But we're much more nuanced as a city. And yes, Adventures in Babysitting has gangs and carjackings and blues music. And it's also stereotypical, but it's more fun, though, a little bit. With a movie about firefighting, you know it's going to get real, and you're going to feel bad about your liberal arts degree. So why watch that movie? Just join the fire department. But we're not going to do that. We're here for fun. And yeah, Ron Howard used some intensely special effects in this movie that are super cool, still hold up. And do you all remember the Backdraft experience at Universal Studios? That still haunts me to this day. And it was the first time I actually felt my personal safety was at risk on a movie ride. But so did Jurassic Park. So should I assume that that's the criteria that we're judging on?
Is the ride.
If that's the case, Transformers Dark Side of the Moon is a good Chicago movie.
Yeah, right.
Also, Hans Zimmer did the music, and he needs to calm down.
In the end,
Backdraft is about a bunch of grizzled dudes backstabbing each other while everything burns, and while that may apply to the politics of Chicago, it does not seem to be the day-to-day of hanging in the city on the reg. Plus, all the leads are from the East Coast and Canada, so it's a great disaster
Ooh,
movie.
That's a good point.
In the tradition of Poseidon Adventure and ID4, and it pays love and respect to firefighters everywhere, but is that all Chicago has to offer? If so, we should all become firefighters, is what I'm saying.
Which would not be a bad thing.
Also, I would be 100%. First, I also want to put out one of my cousins is a firefighter.
Yeah, that's the next thing we all say, right?
I was going to say, definitely have family.
Listen, I know a lot of Chicago firefighters.
And I'm also a babysitter, so...
it works out.
Just saying.
I got to say that this was good. You guys have really taken to the concept of bashing the other film, which is what I wanted. Texts are coming in, and Adventures in Babysitting is still, even after Brad's takedown...
Yeah, it was a really good takedown.
...is getting votes. This is from 630, says, the Backdraft fire scenes were authentic. Techniques were not. Just like Law and Order isn't based upon reality. By the way, he's the big dude, Nightingale. This must be Jim who called up. Yeah. Also, Adventures Rules. So that I guess that's for Adventures in Babysitting.
Is that Adventures?
But then
in
I've got
just Adventures in general.
And it might be. That's a good
they
point.
Definitely rule.
It's a hanging Chad. You're going. You're really getting into the 312 says backdraft.
Adventures. Three votes. That's three votes. Early and often.
Come on, guys.
Early and often. Three votes.
Adventures in Puppy Sitting is a total snore.
Whoa.
Incorrect.
Let's
not drag puppies into this mess.
Seriously.
Yeah. Right? This is 815 agrees with Josh and says Babysitting is fun. Backdraft is too dark. Bunch of macho big names. Donald Sutherland.
I would argue Elizabeth Shue is also a macho big name. Just gonna put that out there.
219 says Adventures in Babysitting all the way. And then we have Adventures in Babysitting was good.
but not great like Backdraft. So
that's why we're the middle seeds.
This is a classic middle seed. This is a 5 and a 4.
Just duking it out.
That's why this is the hardcore match.
Seeing who gets the Elite Eight.
I would just ask anyone considering voting for Adventures of Babysitting to ask yourselves, have you seen it in the last 15 years? And if the answer is no, just reconsider that vote.
Like, I also don't, I don't disagree with you. It is problematic. There's a lot of problematics. However, there are more people of color in Adventures in Babysitting than there are in Backdraft.
Yeah, but they're like, they're like depicted as criminals.
I don't disagree with you. Also, they're criminals and blues musicians. So either way,
yeah, the blues musicians I could live with. But did they have? I was watching this movie with my wife last night, and she's like, every time you're writing something down, it's about a negative depiction of someone. They didn't have to make the car robber an African American. They didn't have they did.
Right. Or even the gangs on the trains. That's like true. Everything about right. Absolutely.
There are people of color, but it's all 1987. It's also 1991. So there's also issues on both sides. So, like, I don't disagree with you.
It's both siderism.
This is the both siderism. All right. 312-981-7200. We'll take our last break. We'll come back and we'll tally the results between Backdraft and Adventures in Babysitting. This is a close one. Man. Stay with us. It's 720 WGN. It's Justin Kaufman, and it is the ultimate Chicago movie, Cage Match. Josh DeGoren and Brad Sabung in studio representing Adventures in Babysitting and Backdraft. As someone just texted in, they said, hey, I knew somebody who was an extra in Adventures in Babysitting. And we've heard from so many people who said, oh, I know people from Backdraft. So let's go to Robert, who's standing by. Robert, you like Adventures in Babysitting or do you like Backdraft?
Backdraft.
Yeah. Woo!
You made a mention about Canada and East Coast. Well, the author of the book was a former firefighter from Los Angeles, and he was also the driver on the King Size Hook and Ladder with the Tillerman at the beginning.
Oh, there you go.
I think his last name is Biting.
Okay. There you go.
If you can get here the next 3 minutes, you can take over this debate for me because you know a lot more about the movie than I do.
No, I didn't plan on staying that long. So that was so that when y'all said that about the East Coast in Canada, I like.
Right. You're like, there's more to it.
Right, and that's also is an interesting footnote. Yeah. Billy Baldwin did Backdraft with Donald Sutherland, but he also did Flatliner with Kiefer that was filmed in Chicago also.
Oh, yeah, right, good call.
Dude. That's awesome, Robert. Thank you for that. Thank
movie
you
for a trivia. Trivia. Robert's my guy.
He's your guy. Backdraft with another vote. We are tied 7-7 on the votes that came in tonight. And so the poll right now, which you can find at WGN's Facebook page, is I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like Adventures in Babysitting has the very slight... by 3 votes. So it's very close,
strong,
everybody.
People.
You
we're
didn't count Backdraft as 3 votes,
did,
though.
I did not.
Oh, that's true.
Backdraft, here's another one. Backdraft is clearly more of a Chicago movie, and Brad did a great job selling it, and more importantly, refuting the argument for Adventures in Babysitting.
That's got to be my wife.
Dino.
Dino.
Oh, yeah. Dino's your wife.
Well, that's
but
a long
at the
story.
Same time, but this is this is where we're at, where the next person in says Adventures in Babysitting. So we
are it's a slugfest.
Right, it is a slugfest. All right, Pete Zimmerman, who is our statistician for this cage match. You've got some trivia as we tally on both of these films. There's some great stuff. Billy Baldwin comes up in your trivia
in
as
both
well.
Movies.
Billy Baldwin. This is my my favorite bit of trivia. Billy Baldwin claims that to this day, fire trucks honk their horn when they see him.
Well, in fairness, he's a Baldwin. He's probably jaywalking and like flipping them off.
He's in his sweatpants going to Mariano's.
He just said that like in an interview or something. Yeah. That's funny.
Right. They honk at me because I drive slow.
Scott Glenn said that the film gave him a new respect for real firefighters. Right. So that's what it took.
Oh, I didn't even talk about the scene where they bash through the Mercedes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good scene.
Right.
There's a scene, which Brad is talking about, where they break out the windows of Mercedes. But did you know, on the night of April 9th, 2014, the Boston Fire Department was forced to break out the windows of a BMW that was blocking a fire hydrant?
Don't let that sway you.
Inspired
by that's a Boston thing.
I heard they showed that scene at the academies all around the country. What to do if someone's parked at a fire hydrant. A plug, if you will. A plug.
All right, now it's time for the Backdraft portion of our training.
Did you know that most of Josh mentioned that most of the movie of Adventures in Babysitting was shot in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know that they had to put garbage
everywhere
because Toronto is too clean?
I hope they picked it up.
They also had to break into the CTA to shoot the scene where they get stabbed on the train tracks.
Really?
Because they wouldn't let them in. So the filmmakers actually had to pick the lock to get into the station where they shot that scene.
That seems like a check mark against.
I feel like that's a check mark for. Mm. I mean, who hasn't had to break into the CTA?
Is it really see where you're
did
at?
Did Billy Baldwin on do that? Sides, I don't remember Billy Baldwin doing that.
It is very close. This is I don't know that in the Sweet 16 we're going to have them this close, as we are down to a 3-vote difference with just about a minute left.
Wow. Oh, TikTok.
TikTok. It comes down to it. But I have to say, you both did wonderful tonight.
Cage match and NCAA madness.
This is almost, madness. It almost feels like this next caller who
is this the one?
This could be the one. So let's go to Megan. Megan is on the line. Megan, who do you like? Do you like Adventures in Babysitting or you like Backdraft?
I think I would go for Adventures in Babysitting. And I have to say, neither of these movies are my favorite. They're Chicago movies. I actually wish I would have called in last night.
Well, thanks, Megan. We really appreciate your support.
Yeah, thank you. You're a trooper, bud.
Well, I mean, once I was listening to you guys, I was like, thinking about what it really makes a Chicago movie, and it's the people. It's the actors moving through the people in the town, and that's much more Adventures in Babysitting than Backdraft, in my opinion.
How many Irish girls dancing were there in Adventures in Babysitting? Because there were like a dozen in Backdraft.
I don't know if Elizabeth Shue is Irish.
Irish is just one part of Chicago.
Yeah.
The firehouse was in Chinatown.
Yeah, it was on Cermak.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
That's a point. Yeah.
Thank you.
Fair.
Wait. Let's see if she's reconsidered her vote. Have you reconsidered your vote, Megan?
Penelope Ann Miller is stuck in a bus stop. We've all been there. Okay.
Yes, exactly. It's common Chicago activities that everybody knows.
There you go. All right, Megan, you decided it for us. Thank you so much. Good job. Megan comes through, and that's going to do it. Even though their vote's coming in right now, let's see.
Polls are closed.
No,
apparently.
The polls are closed. You still don't have enough. Yeah, it was a split 2-2 and 4 votes left. So a tremendous nail biter, but it looks as if Adventures in Babysitting has moved on to the Elite Eight. Not to mention, it was down to 1 or 2 votes when it beat Best Friends Weddings. For some reason, it is the Cinderella squad of the Chicago Movie Challenge, and it moves to the Elite Eight. How about that? Congratulations, Josh, on that.
Nice. Congratulations, Chris Columbus, on that. And Elizabeth Shue.
Chris Columbus did Home Alone as well, right?
Also, that was his directorial debut. It was Avengers Maybe Soon. Yeah.
Backdraft came so close, and it was a favorite, and it continues to be a favorite. And, I mean, look at it this way. It's a top 10 Chicago film.
I'm way more upset than I should be. So we all could go on the record here. I hadn't thought of the movie Backdraft in 15 years, and now I'm like really angry.
It is a film that you can go back and watch again.
One of my friends, my Edison Park friend, Lorianne, just texted me that she voted twice. Too late. Too little too late, Lorianne.
Classic. Brad Zabung, representing Backdraft, thank you so much. Josh, we'll check in with you back in January when Adventures in Babysitting moves to the Elite Eight. Thanks,
I'm off to the NIT.